TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. How long do simple acts of kindness stay with us? Holocaust survivor Werner Reich shares his experience of surviving the war and concentration camps and the ways a seemingly innocuous gesture of compassion changed his life.
One day, when I was 15 years old, I was arrested by the Gestapo and beaten up and dragged through various prisons. And eventually, we found ourselves in the Auschwitz extermination camp, a camp that by that time had murdered already over 1 million people and sent them through the chimney into the sky. We arrived, we were stripped of all of our properties, whatever we had, and were given striped uniforms, were given a tattoo on our arms, and we also were given the message that we would be there for exactly 6 months. And after that, we would leave the camp through the chimney. The barracks were filled with wooden bunks, 6 people on each level, 3 people sleeping in one direction and 3 in the other direction. So whichever way you slept, you always had a pair of feet in your face. The man next to me was an extremely nice gentleman, and he introduced himself as Mr. Herbert Levine. Mr. Levine was kind and polite to me. One day when I came back from a work assignment, I climbed up. I was at the top level of the 3-tier bunk, and there was Mr. Levine with a deck of cards. And he was shuffling these cards. And I couldn't understand it. You know, having a deck of cards in Auschwitz was like finding a gorilla in your bathroom. You know, what is he doing there, you know? And then Mr. Levine turned to me and offered me a card and offered me the deck and said, pick a card. So I picked a card and he performed a card trick for me. He performed a miracle. And I've never seen a card trick before. And the man who performed it was sitting right there. And then Mr. Levine did the unthinkable. He actually explained the trick to me. And the words got burnt into my brain. And I remembered every single word. And from that day on, I practiced that trick every day. Although I didn't have any cards. I just kept on practicing. About 3 weeks later, the entire camp, with the exception of a couple of hundred of us, were sent to the gas chambers. I was sent to another camp where I worked in the stables. And then in January 1945, when the Nazis advanced, when the Russians advanced, 60,000 of us were sent on a death march. And we found ourselves in a death camp in concentration camp called Mauthausen, which again was built like a fortress. And at that point, the SS abandoned us, and there was no food there, and there were thousands and thousands of bodies there. I slept for 3 days next to a dead man just to get his ration of a tablespoon of moldy bread. And 2 days before the end of the war, May 5th, we were liberated by American forces. At that time, I was 17 years old, and I weighed 64 pounds. And I hitchhiked back to Yugoslavia, and after 2 years, I managed to escape to England. I started working, and about a year after I arrived in England, I bought myself a deck of cards. And for the very first time, I actually performed the trick that was shown to me in Auschwitz on top of a bunk bed. And it worked. It worked beautifully. And I showed it to some friends of mine, and they loved it. And I went to a magic store, and I bought some magic tricks, and I showed them to my friends. And I bought some more magic tricks, and I showed it to them. And then I bought some magic books, and I bought some more magic books. There's a very, very thin line between a hobby and insanity. Anyway, I got married and I came to the United States. And one of the first jobs that I had demanded from me to speak to small groups of people. And I managed it. I was very good at it. And then 25 years ago, I retired and I started speaking in schools. And the only reason why I could speak in schools is because a very friendly man showed a rather scared kid a card trick in a concentration camp. The man who showed it to me, Mr. Levine, had been a professional magician. The trick that he showed me stayed with me and enabled me to go around schools and try to make this world just a little bit better. So if you ever know somebody who needs help, if you know somebody who is scared, be kind to them. Give them advice, give them a hug, teach them a card trick. Whatever you're going to do, it's going to be hope for them. And if you do it at the right time, it will enter their heart and it will be with them wherever they go, forever.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Washington, D.C. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mid-Atlantic. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you next time.